This is a tale about something that happened hundreds of years ago. It is about a girl who had lost her mother. The girl often sat by her mother's grave and talked to her. If she was up there in heaven, then maybe she could hear her daughter. She really hoped so. Her father, a wealthy man, also grieved for his wife. He may have been wealthy, but all the money in the world couldn't replace the person he'd loved most of all. He would often go with the girl and they would sit by the grave and grieve together, missing the woman who was gone. But the more time passed, the less often this happened. The girl's father worked all the time and travelled a lot, and she didn't see as much of him as she would have liked. And when some time had gone by, other women started to become interested in the girl's father. They didn't think there was much point in him being there and grieving for someone who was never coming back. He should simply get himself a new wife. And certainly sometimes he would go out with some woman or other, but nobody could match up to the memory of his wife. He carried on working and travelling, doing everything he could not to spend so much time thinking about sad things, and the girl felt more and more lonely and abandoned. One summer's day, as she sat as usual by her mother's grave, she heard the wind whistling strangely in the trees, while the birds sang in a peculiar way. The sun sparkled on the gravestone, where her mother's name was carved, and the letters shone like gold. Suddenly, she heard her mother's voice. "My darling daughter, I'd be sitting up here in heaven, looking down at you, so you can feel that I'm with you every day." "Mum, is it really you?" "Yes, it really is me." Just then, a cloud passed over the sun, and those glittering letters no longer shone like gold. They were just carved in stone as usual.
"Can you come back to me? That's what I'd like most of all," called the girl.
But she couldn't hear her mother's voice anymore, and time passed. Winter came, and the snow fell, spreading a white blanket over the grave. And then spring came, and one day the girl's father said,
"My dear daughter, I've been so lonely. It's sad to think about your mother all the time, but now I've met a woman I'd like to marry. She could be like a new mother for you, and we'll have a future together, all three of us. Or rather, all five of us."
Because the woman the girl's father wanted to marry had two daughters.
"They'll be your stepsisters, you might say," said the girl's father, "and you'll have a stepmother."
"Stepsisters and a stepmother?" thought the girl. "It doesn't sound great." It was as though she had a feeling inside that things wouldn't quite turn out the way her father imagined.